He's doomed, isn't he?
Yes.
At last.
I forbid you to gloat.
At seeing your enemy perish, why not?
Beckett is my enemy. But in the human balance, traitor that he is and naked as his mother made him, he's worth 100 of you, madam. With your crown and your jewels and your august uncle, the emperor, into the bargain. I'm forced to fight him now and crush him. But at least he gave me with open hands everything that is at all good in me. And you have never given me anything but your carping mediocrity and your everlasting obsession with your puny little person and what you thought was due to it. That's why I forbid you to smile while Beckett is being destroyed.
I gave you my youth, gave you your children.
I don't like my children. And as for your youth, that withered flower, pressed between the pages of a hymn book since you were 12 years old with its watery blood and stale, insipid scent, you can bid farewell to that without a tear. Your body was an empty desert, madam, which duty forced me to wander in alone. But you have never been a wife to me. And Beckett was my friend, red-blooded, generous, and full of strength. Oh, my Thomas.
And I have given you nothing, I suppose.
Life. Yes. Thank you. But after that, I never saw you except in a passageway on your way to a ball, in your crown and ermine mantle, 10 minutes before official ceremonies when you were forced to tolerate my presence. No! No one on this earth has ever loved me, except Beckett.
Call him back, then. Absolve him if he loves you. Give him back his power. But do something.
I am. I'm learning to be alone. You'd like to be the real king, wouldn't you, you little pig? Well, that number 3 after your name. And Papa, good and stiff in his tomb. Well, you'll have to wait a bit. Papa is well. Papa is very well indeed.
My son, do you know I've always been against any reconciliation with that wretch Beckett? You know I understand your hatred for him. But do not let it lead you into an action which you may bitterly regret. This boy is not clever. Ambitious men will use him against you long before you cease to reign.
I'm still very much alive, madam. And in control.
Henry, for all our sakes, think of England and not of your disappointed love for this man.
Love? Love? A moment ago it was hate. And what gives you the right, madam, to meddle in my loves and hates?
You have an obsession about him which is unhealthy and unnatural. And now that he no longer gives you comfort,
God,
if Thomas Beckett were a faithless woman, you'd behave no differently. Sweet Jesus, you'd tear him out of your heart. Oh, if I were a man.
Thank God, madam, he gave you breasts. An asset from which I derive not the slightest benefit.